This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. A murder suspect in Holy Cross died Wednesday after a standoff that lasted about 24 hours with Alaska State Troopers. On Tuesday evening, troopers received a report that someone in Holy Cross was shot on a boat. 34-year-old Devin Walker was suspected of shooting and killing 71-year-old Alden Gerald Walker Sr., troopers wrote in an online statement. Both men are Holy Cross residents. Troopers wrote that the suspect Walker had barricaded himself in a residence after the shooting. Troopers from Bethel immediately deployed to Holy Cross. They were joined by the troopers' crisis negotiation team, special emergency reaction team, and the Alaska Bureau of Investigations. Law enforcement officers made efforts to negotiate with Walker. The report says he refused to surrender and he fired a gun in the direction of troopers. No officers were injured. Tuesday evening, the special emergency reaction team made entry into the home where Walker had been barricaded for about 24 hours. During the incident, a trooper fired a gun. When officers entered the residence, they found Walker dead from an apparent gunshot wound. Troopers did not say if the suspect died from the officer's gunshot. Troopers wrote that Walker's body will be transported to the state medical examiner's office to determine the cause of death. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. No law enforcement officers were injured. Next of kin of Alden Walker Sr. and Devin Walker have been notified. And in American Rescue Plan Act news, on May 10th, the United States Department of the Treasury opened its online portal for federally recognized tribes to collect their American Rescue Plan funds. But 2.5 weeks later, many Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta tribes have not yet received their money. For some tribes, the slowdown has been caused by internet issues. A slowdown of even a few weeks could cause problems for the tribes who want to start water and sewer projects before the end of the summer barge season. In the American Rescue Plan Act, $20 billion have been reserved for federally recognized tribes, about 10% of which are in the YK Delta. About half of these tribes lack adequate water and sewer infrastructure. That's one of the categories tribes can spend their funds on once they actually have them. Clara Martin, Platinum Traditional Village's tribal administrator, logged onto the funding portal right away, more than 2 weeks ago. She knew it would take a little bit of time.
It takes a few days, I understand, 3-4 days.
But she didn't realize it would take this long. And as a single mother who lives in a home with no running water or sewer and goes to work in an office which also has no running water or sewer, the funding can't come quickly enough. Martin has big plans for when it arrives.
I believe it's like spent in my brain. We have a dilapidated clinic here with no water and sewer. We have 3 or 4 homes that have no water and sewer. We have a native-owned business that has no water and sewer.
But Martin says she needs to order materials and get quotes, and she can't do that until she knows her funding amount. She's worried about getting things set in motion before the last barge.
Because we have a short summer season, we have to, you know, go and try to coordinate with the barges that are coming out, but we really need to scramble once the monies get in.
Martin knows she has a few years to spend the funds, which must be obligated by the end of 2024. But she stresses that the sooner is the better when it comes to running water.
People with the water and sewer are just not wanting to live here anymore.
Martin says Platinum also needs teacher housing so that the school can stay open and better internet for the community and the kids. Internet is something that is also covered under the guidelines for the American Rescue Plan Act funding. Some of the tribes in the YK Delta have said that the poor internet connections are the very thing holding them back from accessing their American Rescue Plan Act funds in a timely manner. Tribal Administrator Xavier Post of Tununuk said it wasn't until last week that he was finally able to connect to the Treasury's funding portal. He said the download and upload speeds were the trickiest part. Administrators had to upload several forms of identity documentation. The U.S. Department of the Treasury said that enough Alaska Native tribes struggled with the process that the agency was prompted to create an alternative program for identity verification and to extend the funding deadlines by 2 weeks. A spokesperson said he hoped it would help the tribes experiencing internet connectivity issues. If Tununik's tribal council chooses, it could use its funds for broadband internet as well, once it knows its funding amount. The village also does not have running water to most homes. The upriver Kuskokwim traditional village of Crooked Creek is in a similar situation.
We have no running water. We're still packing our own water in buckets, and a sad thing to say is we're still using honey buckets.
She says she, too, has had trouble figuring out how much her tribe stands to receive.
We have very, very poor internet out here in the villages.
Philip says this has made it difficult to access the funding portal.
We never know if we're going to be able to get on and stay on, or if we're going to have to continue trying and trying. I know that one day I tried the whole day, and then I had to come back the next day and try it again.
Philip says she has plans to meet with the tribal council and village to discuss funding plans today. But she says that planning specific projects will be difficult without knowing the exact amount of funding Crooked Creek will receive. The United States Department of the Treasury says if tribes are still having issues with accessing the portal, they can send them an email at covidreliefitsupport@treasury.gov. Treasury has also extended the two tribal funding deadlines to June 7th and June 21st. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts. Monday, May 31st is Memorial Day and a KYUK holiday. Our staff will be observing the holiday. We will be out of the office and there will be no local newscast on Monday. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips or comments to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for NewsYukTune coming up.